Hello, and welcome to Librarians and Leviathans. Today, Librarians and Leviathans proudly present Necropolitans, a Pathfinder campaign that goes wildly off the rails. Featuring Becca as Iris Rogstutter, Nathan as Jarl Bronson, Ollie as Makoa, and of course me, Shim, as the Dungeon Master. After a series of frankly silly nautical shenanigans, the undead adventurers arrive in the city of Azir and decide to steer clear of that whole lost city affair. Finally in control of their own fates, they begin the long, long walk across the continent in search of Jarl's master. Episode 32.
This is a short interlude with Jarl. I'm going to move you.
Okay.
Hello. And hopefully you can see a weird room.
That doesn't look good.
Okay, can you tell me what you can see? Because there's stuff on multiple layers for my own information. I'm trying to work out which bits you can see.
I can see a weird object here. I can see some rooms up at the top. Some more columns down here. I can't see any writing. I see a lovely man there. So I think I can just see a weird room that's laid on top of a black background.
Yeah, cool. So, you may remember some time ago, out of character, you were all in a room marked with strange glyphs and you channeled some of your power into the floor to activate the ancient teleportation gates.
Yep.
So to speak. And you transitioned somewhere. And you found yourself wrapped in some sort of metaphysical bubble wrap substitute.
Yes.
In a metal chamber. This is what happened in between. So, everything vanishes as you've been channeling this power, and at the last few seconds, you feel it suddenly gather pace, like the room is actually sucking the magic out of you, as it suddenly reaches a crescendo, and the room dissolves around you. You're in nothingness, and then you're not, but you're alone. You're alone in a metal room with strange... You get the sense that there's, even with your undead vision, you get the sense that just from the patterns of the lights, that there are spectra of colour happening here that you actually can't perceive. Your incredible intellect suggests that that would make more sense of what you're seeing. But essentially you're in this large room, I suppose. It's metallic again, similar in nature to what you've seen. And there are not rooms filled with skulls to either side. Let's clarify that.
Okay.
There are strange kind of pit things with these odd things around them. There are these markings. The pits actually are filled with some kind of dirt, possibly. Could be dirt.
Yes.
You see a strange object here, which I'll hastily move onto the map layer because it's not a token. And you see something here with light spilling out of it, and something here also with light spilling out of it.
Ooh. Okay, so I can see one there, one here, and then what's the other one?
Hang on, maybe I put it on the wrong layer. Oh, curse it. You know the thing sometimes where you drag a picture and it just sits on the top layer instead of anywhere?
Mm-hmm.
That's happened, and it's blocking my access to the page thing. Okay, I'm going to have to reload. Hang on. There should be, next to the console, there should be another gate with light coming out of it. So if you can't see that, I've obviously put it on the wrong way. So
console?
Yeah.
And then gate?
Yeah, right next to it.
Okay, yeah, no, cool. I can see both.
Okay, right. Cool.
I thought you were lumping them into one.
No. So they are two separate things. Cool. Cool beans. So this is what you see. Now this is before your encounter with the magical bomb, magical nuclear, whatchamacallit, chaos.
Thaumaturgical meltdown.
Yeah. So should I assume you still have detect magic on?
Yep.
You detect so much magic.
Oh, delightful. As long as this is not overwhelming, I'm good.
You know what? You know the entrance to the archive?
Mm-hmm.
It reminds you of that.
Right.
So, basically, from here onwards, like this column, there is magic throughout the room.
Do I get which schools of magic they are?
Yeah, so basically, ask me some questions and I'll tell you what you see.
Okay, so let's start with what schools of magic are there?
Okay.
Am I guessing direct magic?
Yeah, so, I mean, there's no particular indication here that anything requires you to be in a hurry, so I'm going to assume you're taking your time, being careful.
Mm-hmm.
So, up here, you sense a significant amount of evocation magic.
Right, okay.
And currently, also abjuration.
Mm-hmm.
Each of the tiles bears transmutation magic.
Right.
The strange metal, looks like a metal writing table with a gem in it of some kind, this thing here, has divination in it. Let me see. And you get 60 feet, don't you, with detect magic?
Yep.
Over here, you detect a latent, subdued conjuration.
Okay. Right. So these portals are a bit weird.
Yeah.
Evocation, abjuration, and conjuration.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Just trying to know if there's anything else.
The tiles had magic on the floor, was it?
Yeah, each tile has equal, small amounts of transmutation.
Mm-hmm. Okay, let's start with the floor then. If I make a spellcraft roll to identify the soul.
Go for it.
6.
Okay. You're not familiar with the exact spell. That's not that surprising given the difference in era. There's going to be significant differences in magical, what's what I'm looking for here? Theory. But it reminds you of shape wood. That sort of thing, some sort of sculpting, maybe.
Right, a bit like how the elves do their singing for trees, but with
yeah, that sort of feeling. It's something that is. It seems to be designed to alter the shape of matter. It doesn't seem to be actively hostile in the sense that, you know, there's some things that are designed to, you know, warp living flesh or transmute things. It doesn't seem to be that sort of thing.
Right, okay. Let's then try and identify a divination magic on the control panel.
Yep. Yes.
Not 20 that.
This is... it. I don't know if there is a more specific spell, but this is essentially a very specific version of Detect Thoughts.
Right.
It seems to be designed to sense a specific thing that you are concentrating on.
On what subject?
You probably have to test it to sort of feel it out, magically speaking. If you know what I mean, but... again, you think this seems more like... I mean, yeah, you know a lot about magical theory and you rolled really well. This seems like it's essentially asking for input. What you might call a variable. And actually, you think more than one thing. There's, you can do, I don't know exactly how detect magic works, but I'm sort of imagining it as there's a certain amount of pinging going on. And as you sort of ping out the shape of this spell, and you get a sort of sense of the structure, you can see some of it seems to be asking you to select. And some of it seems to be, I don't know if vector is the right word, but that's the sort of thing I'm reaching towards.
Looking for direction, effectively?
Something like that, yeah. Okay. Direction, amount, that sort of thing.
Okay. Let's try identifying our evocation abjuration magic on the green... date.
Yep.
22?
Yeah. So the abjuration one's pretty straightforward. It's the closest thing to it would be a version of shield.
Right.
So it seems to be designed specifically to hold or block a specific kind of magical energy. The evocation, it's not exactly crude because nothing about the magic that you've seen here is crude. It's all extremely well engineered, but it's much simpler than the majority of these things, which are all quite... elegant but complex, you would say. This one is, it's not quite this, but it's just reminding you of things like, you know, not even magic missile, more, lightning bolt, that sort of thing where you're essentially just tapping into magical energy and directing it, you know, with no particular subtlety. Yeah. Raw energy.
A raw tunnel to the source of all magic.
Yeah, something like that. Or at least to a source of magic.
Yes. Okay. I guess our last thing is Monsieur... conservation over there.
Go ahead.
Oh, no. Not even close. I rolled a 2.
saying that, are you allowed to take 10 on spellcraft?
Well, actually, I think you can.
Yeah. I should have asked that first, really.
23.
Yes. You're thinking, well, it's definitely a teleportation effect.
Mm-hmm.
You're thinking along the lines of Dimension Door?
Okay.
But it's currently... think of stuff like Sepia Snake Sigil or Glyphs of Warding, that sort of thing. It's passive.
Right. So it's kind of the other end of a Dimension Door, maybe?
Could be.
So effectively, maybe you could effectively just use this as a quick way of getting back here.
Possibly.
Okay. Well, let's go over and start by saying hello to Mr. Terminal.
Mm-hmm.
And let's go with thinking about...
Oh, sorry. Can you also make me perception check or tell me what you're... Again, you're being sensible, so you can alternatively just tell me what your take 10 or indeed take 20 is.
Take 20 is 26.
Yeah. There's quite a lot of...
Another plus two if it's to avoid being surprised or invisible or incorporeal creatures. So it might be up to 28.
Oh, cool. Yeah, remember you get the bonus. Based on... yeah, but you sort of glance around at the engineering of it, and although you've seen the quality of the engineering elsewhere, that you know there's this, you couldn't slide a knife blade between the vast blocks of masonry that make up most of the structures you've seen. It's all very well put together despite its incredible age. Here, you very much could slide a knife blade between a lot of these blocks.
Mm-hmm.
In fact, you get the impression that might be exactly what happens.
Okay.
So well, to speak.
Let's oblige.
Let me put that another way. Well, you passed your detect traps.
Alexa, pause.
It's not so much you sliding knife blades.
Right, I see. Let's not slide knife in there in case we get knife slid into us. Armor is best kept nice and shiny.
Yep. So, go ahead.
Well, I guess best course of action is touch the gem.
Somehow. Okay. Yeah, you can just touch it and you feel the spell in it gently reach out and engage with, or attempt to engage with your mind if you'll let it.
Yes, I shall think of my master, Moraine Almira.
Okay.
And I will find the notes on her in case that becomes relevant.
No, it's all right. So what you get is... a strange flicker of colours passes over the gem. And you get a sense of rejection.
Okay. Interesting. This time I'm going to change my thoughts to think about Iris.
Okay. There's a sense of, actually in both cases, there would be a sense of waiting, and then after a few seconds, a sense of rejection.
Makoa?
Same.
Myself?
Same.
I'm going to think about
statue that we met in the place that I nearly summoned the statues of the faces on the wall.
The crystal will, interestingly, it goes completely yellow, but you still get the sense of rejection. Do you want to make me a spellcraft check? You've had a bit of experience now. Try and interpret the feedback you're getting here. Again, you've got some decent experience of how magical items work. Essentially, you're getting an invalid input error.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's a matter of figuring out the right input. I'm going to concentrate on the sensation of the mind that I felt when I went a bit crazy and got the phobia of the cold.
Oh, okay. Sensation,
the statuettes.
Okay. Also, you do know it's expecting two inputs.
Right. Oh, hmm. Don't know what else could be. I'm going to think about myself and the creature. Let's see what happens. Maybe I can make myself an acceptable input. Be that good or be that bad. That's it. It's not so much an input.
It chugs for a little while, but then rejects it.
Right.
I'm going to give you more information each time because the spellcraft is really good. So this time, haven't you got a plus 18?
I have a plus 18 on my Arcana checks.
Oh, it's plus 13. I apologize. Who am I to quibble with my plus 24? I've got some ideas for that, actually. Anyway, yes. So this time, yes, definitely. The second one is expecting what you might call some kind of numeric / mathematical operation with direction. You're thinking it's like an amount. The sense of rotation or direction, like something like that. You think of a compass, maybe. There's different, it's expecting a discrete, what's what I'm looking for here? An integer, essentially, that corresponds to a direction.
Rather than the person?
One integer.
Well, I guess let's think about the number. I did decide on what Gel's favorite number, didn't I? Maybe not. Let's concentrate on the number 7.
Okay. There is a sense of acceptance and then a sense of waiting.
Okay. Does anything else seem to change?
No. It's waiting for another input.
Oh, yes, two inputs. Let's consider the number
13. The second one is an integer. You know that.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Let's try the number 13.
Wah, wah.
Okay. Didn't like that.
Make me a will save. Don't worry, it's just to represent something.
Yeah, that's never a good thing. Nope.
That's yeah. Fine. Ooh, how to do this? That's mean. I'm going to do it. There is a sudden flicker of conjuration. Or no, that's not conjuration, that's illusion.
Mm-hmm.
A figment. And some kind of small, sort of familiar-sized entity manifests on top of the console thing. It seems to be, it's like a bent piece of wire, a single bent piece of quite thick wire, which is equipped with these four strange clawed feet and two slightly tentacle-like appendages. And it says something to you, which is a bit like,
do I recognize the language being familiar with anything else I know?
Make me a linguistics roll.
23.
You don't specifically recognize the language, but something about it makes you think of the inscriptions you found.
All right. So those were related to Aklo, I believe. All right. I shall say hello, hello in Aklo. I don't know what in that accent, but yep, that's Gel's Aklo accent.
It sort of pauses and does something which you can't help interpreting as cocking its head at you. And then in very strange Aklo, it will say, you appear to be attempting to open the portal. Would you like some help with that?
Oh, definitely.
Please enter two inputs.
All right, so that's what I did. I went with a 7 and a 13, but that didn't seem to do much.
Parameters incorrect.
What's a valid parameter?
Please select a tile.
Tile? That one?
Tile selected.
Okay.
Please select...
What did that do?
This is the subject of your operation. Please select... what's what I'm looking for here? Please select a direction of transformation.
Let's go north.
Accepted. And you sense there's a... Suddenly the transmutation effect that you noticed here. It sort of pulses gently as something happens within the tile. Something is presumably being reshaped.
Right. So what did I do?
You have carried out a transformation.
Of everything north of me?
No, of the tile.
Ah.
If you complete the transformation's sequences correctly, you may proceed. Do you want to make me a perception check? It's an easy perception check.
So DC 5.
Yeah.
Which means I'll auto-pass, I guess.
Yeah. You realize you are not...
20'd it.
Nice. You suddenly realize very clearly you're not perceiving this... It can't be a phantasm because they're mind affecting. What's the ones that aren't mind affecting? Glamours?
Yeah, no, glamours I think are still mind affecting.
It's a kind of illusion that isn't mind affecting. You realize you're not perceiving it with what you might call your normal senses. You're specifically perceiving it with your detect magic ability.
Yeah.
You remember also at the entrance, there was a pattern of tiles which appeared completely plain, but a complex and potentially deadly interweaving of magical effects within them, which appeared to grant access to the archive.
Right.
It does all make sense, honestly. But
yeah, I think I get it. So basically, I need to make my way through here. I can access the final bit, and then I can use the dimension door to get back to the start.
Ooh.
Right?
No, not quite, no. I kind of want you to work this out, but I don't know if I should just tell you. It's like a, what is going on with this archive thing. It has been a while. Okay, let me go back over a few things you've worked out.
Yes.
So, you know there are these small creatures which appear to have had a lot of magical talent.
Yeah.
Which were slowly pushed back due to environmental change and an ongoing war of some kind with some other entities.
Mm-hmm.
And you know that they defended their city with some sort of potent magic. And that the entrance to the archive was guarded with, as I recall, a number of magical glyphs. Possibly sepia snake sigils? I don't remember. I think they might have been, actually.
Yeah, it was.
And then to enter the archive, you had to interpret and manipulate magical forces within the steps that otherwise led up to an empty room.
Right.
And to activate the teleportation chamber, you had to channel magic into it. And you're now finding yourself in a room which appears to contain some sort of portal thing and a heavily trapped floor. And there appears to be a mechanism whereby you can manipulate aspects of the room exclusively through magic. There's an entity to provide some guidance, which is only visible to detect magic.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know if this is one of those things that's completely obvious if you invented it yourself and otherwise impenetrable.
That was the same issue I had with my puzzles earlier today. It made perfect sense to me exactly how to open those secret doors.
Mm.
But if you're not me, you would never get it.
Mm-mm. Okay, well, are there any conclusions you think you can draw about these creatures and their enemies based on that information?
So they don't have eyes, but the enemies did, because they otherwise wouldn't have put the sepia snake sigils up, because you need to effectively read them to trigger them.
Yes.
So the enemies definitely have eyes. So that means that these guys must have had a different way of seeing things, which is why this room does look like it has more colours, because they look in other things that didn't make quite sense to a normal mortal.
Yeah. Think about that approach. Like, does it seem like it will be a good way of preventing anything from gaining access to your archive? Just having a ramp into it, which is just heavily underlaid with various amounts of magic. It took you... How long did that take you to get through?
A couple minutes. I don't think we spent... It was maybe no more than 5-10 minutes total before we triggered it, and that opened up the actual entrance rather than letting us into the fake temple.
Mm-hmm. I mean, is that something you would use as a carefully planned part of a defensive strategy for your citadel?
No. Because they would have triggered the traps anyway going up the steps, which would have triggered the actual entrance opening, which is what happened. So...
Maybe no, 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 no. You found a path through...
Mm-hmm.
Which linked a starting point
to the end point,
to an ending point, while avoiding certain of the tiles.
But the only way I did that was by jumping, so maybe the other creatures were too heavy to jump.
Oh,
I feel like I'm
He's on the right lines, but the wrong path.
Okay, so we're talking about really big creatures with eyes. I'm thinking Jabba the Hutt.
That is a cool idea, and which I may steal. What abilities have you required to get here?
Detect magic and jolt. Liberal use of magic.
What would make this a good defensive strategy?
Well, these creatures could draw magic out of thin air by tapping into another. Their enemies obviously couldn't quite do this. Otherwise, they would have looted all of the other magic artifacts from this place when they won. Unless they never won.
Yes. So close.
Okay.
So you can feel yourself. Joel can feel his brain furiously working on this one. What simple fact makes all this make sense?
They never lost. They merely...
No. Keep doing what you're doing.
So back on the creatures. So they never took anything. So maybe they were immune to magic. They could be affected by it. Couldn't see it.
So close.
So they had eyes that could see the physical world, but not the magical world. Whereas the original creatures, the creators, couldn't see the real world, but could see the magical world.
I'll take that.
Okay. So what does that leave me? I can see both the real world and the physical world. I guess I stop looking with my actual eyes, be them grill, and just look with magic.
That works. To be honest, that was more of a kind of overall insight than a specific to this situation insight, but...
Yeah.
You might want to make a note of that, because more things will make sense.
Right. Okay.
It's actually even simpler than you thought, but I'll get to that later.
Now I'm currently just imagining them as kind of like psychers versus blanks in 40K. Yeah.
Is a very good way to think about it.
Okay.
What is the absolute... You're so close, Cameron. What is the absolute simplest Occam's Razor explanation to defending your citadel with a series of purely magical interfaces? And that being a viable means of defending yourself if you're a race of powerful and intelligent creatures.
Because they're immune to magic? Nah,
can't be it. So, for example, what you've had to do so far, like the teleport room, being immune to magic wouldn't have helped with that.
No, the only way to activate it was through a copious amount of magic.
Which means...
They could never have gotten this far.
Because?
They needed magic to get through this far.
And? So
that means the interlopers never got here.
And what does it tell you about the interlopers?
They couldn't use magic.
Yes! It clicks into place.
I had actually come to that conclusion earlier.
I was like, why is he finding this so hard? Because he's already thought of it and is assuming it's more complicated. Fair enough.
Yes, so the interlopers can't use magic.
The other conclusions may also be true. Mm-hmm. But you're confident of that one now.
Yes. All right.
So you're pretty sure you're going to find various things, or you have already found various things which require you to correctly use magic, and
yes,
will be simply probably impossible to do by chance. You look at this console again. Mm-hmm. So you know it performed a transmutation operation on this tile when you told it to.
Yep.
So you're aware it can do that. You realize it can also do something else, which is temporarily suppress the abjuration effect.
Which is the shield effect.
Mm-hmm.
And I guess the shield effect is holding the evocation effect back?
Yeah. It's quite a lot of evocation.
Does it look like if I suppress the abjuration magic, the blast of energy will be effectively focused, like channeled down the current line of the portal? Or would it kind of burst out as a cone?
You crouch down a bit. You scan closely with detect magic at the threads of magic running through all this stuff. You realize there's essentially sort of... Okay, they're not a tangible thing in any sense, but metaphysically speaking, there are grooves running through this tile. It is designed to, or shaped to, conduct magical power.
Right.
So you think what would happen is the power would run through the tile.
Yes. Oh, I see. Am I meant to effectively line up these tiles so they effectively create a tunnel to the end?
Could be.
Effectively like a series of magical pipework.
Could very well be.
If you explain what it's just raw energy, so it's effectively a giant focusing crystal to do something.
You do know, as you look at you realise that there are slightly different properties in each tile. Just in terms of structurally.
Mm-hmm.
Do you want to have another go?
Okay, if I look down, does each tile effectively have these kind of metaphysical grooves?
Yes. There seem to be... It's a little bit hard to tell exactly what each pattern means, but there seem to be basically two patterns.
Mm-hmm.
That will conduct the magic in different ways. You could probably test them.
Let's do that then.
Okay, what would you like to do?
Let's start by just have it suppress the shield quickly and see what way the magic goes.
Would you like to make me some kind of check?
Arcana?
Arcana's good, yeah.
34?
You're pretty sure that would unleash a powerful torrent of raw magic. And
yes.
That may be what you need to do. But it may be that if the conduit is not correctly formed,
I might have a bit of an explosion in my hand.
Possibly.
Yeah. No, that does also make sense. You need somewhere to go, otherwise it'll get very, very hot in here.
Hmm.
Alright.
However, you're pretty sure the grooves, if you like, aren't particularly fussy about what magic they're conducting.
Well, a good job. I have a liberal amount of jolt.
Which square would you like to jolt?
I shall. When I figure out where my mouse is, I'm going to jolt the tile directly to my right, which seems to be the start of it anyway.
Hmm. So you sort of attempt to jolt, and so you have to move your sort of attempt a few times to work out where is the part where it will absorb the jolt, and whereas it conducts it, part of the jolt travels straight into that abjuration field and is blocked.
Mm-hmm.
And you also sense a faint crackling of energy about here.
Okay, so it gets hit here and then blocked. Okay. Right, let's now...
Which I mean, the energy came out here.
Oh, I see. It just kind of
popped out. Okay.
Yeah.
Hmm.
So you're pretty sure you know what that type of pattern does.
Okay, let's now jolt here. See what happens if I jolt this guy.
Ooh. So it's sucked into your it's sucked from you into the floor, and there is a spark here.
So this tile goes that way.
Something like that.
Okay.
For what it's worth, all four of these tiles, in fact, all six of the tiles directly in front of you, have the same pattern.
Right. Okay, so they all seem to do the kind of all directions then. Right, okay.
Which is different to this one.
Right. So this, let's see. This one's a two-way stream.
I'll draw on it for you.
Yep. This one is a diagonal. This one is a release one.
I'll mark out what you've worked out.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, this might be a good time to play around with the console again.
Yeah. Okay. I think our best bet be to right. Okay. So let me choose blue. I want to. I need to move this guy here. And then I need to move him up here. So that's the order direction he needs to go. Then I also need to move him up here. And down here. I then need to move this guy over here as well. So I have a duplicate. And he needs to move back here. I then need to move this guy needs to move up here. This guy needs to move here. No. Wait. Because no, that doesn't go that way. Actually, no, that's right. Then I need to move down here. And then down. No, wait. Okay, right, cool. I need to then get rid of this guy. Not that. This guy.
Do you want to experiment a bit?
This guy needs to move one color.
Just before you spend too long elaborately planning.
No. Yeah, probably should. Okay, right. If I walk with these tiles, nothing happens to me, right?
Are you going to trap one?
I'm going to step on this guy.
Okay. Do you want to make a reflex save?
I knew it.
Blades spring from the floor and ping off your armor.
Okay, right. I'm not going to get on that. Okay, cool. Right. Okay, cool. Right. So let's move. Let's start with the moves that we're going to make are going to be in brown. We're going to move this guy up here.
Can you ping them?
Wrong tool. So diagonal guy is going to move up into here and replace the guy that releases it into the general area.
Okay. Do you want to? So you wander over to the console and try that.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So you're doing this one and north, essentially.
Yeah.
Okay. There is a pulsing in this tile, and you sense it reform.
Okay. Now, if I ping here with jolt, I should also get energy here. Right, that didn't work.
Do you want to try pinging this one again?
Which one?
The one you affected.
Yes, let's do that.
Bzzzt.
Right, so I think I've made a connection. Uh-huh. So, wait, okay, I've got a connection going north, but I need a connection going south. Ah, I see, okay. Interesting. Interesting. Interesting.
If you ping this one...
Yes, and then...
Bzzzt.
All right, let's get the control panel to connect this one to this one.
What instructions do you want to give it?
I want this one and then east.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Whom.
Okay, so let's ping this one with Jolt.
Sorry, which one are you pinging?
This one.
Your jolt disappears into the floor.
All right.
Actually, no. No, that's not what would happen. You sense the faint flickering of the aberration field.
Mm-hmm.
And...
Bzzzt. Oh, so wait, that came from this tile?
So it emerged here.
Right, okay.
Specifically here.
Hmm.
At the tile border.
Interesting.
It's actually essentially between the gaps. Oh, you also realise the gap here is sealed up, where the blades could come out previously.
Right. I am lost. Okay, let's get rid of all of these notes because they aren't helping anymore. Right. Okay. So that goes that way and stops. I guess if it's sealed up here, if I stand on it, then it won't do anything to me.
Correct.
Alright, nothing happens. Uh-huh.
For what it's worth.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
Was what you had previously.
Yep.
And now, if you do that again, you'll get that.
Well, we don't want that because we don't want the evocation magic coming out of the tile guides.
So, it's probably bad.
Yep.
But on the plus side, I think you've probably now identified the two types of pattern.
Yeah, so you effectively select the tile that it's currently going and then where you want it to go. So I guess this one now needs just a place for it to go. So if I select this tile and then think of this tile, east. So this tile east. That should connect it to this tile, which means that it should stop here, unless it heads down automatically. But let's try that.
Strangely, nothing happens.
Right. Right. So we need to start with a working tile. Uh-huh.
The tile you've selected is already in that configuration.
Okay. So if I select this tile,
mm-hmm.
What tiles is it connected to? What's configuration?
So it will ping the abjuration.
Mm-hmm.
And the gap here.
Right. How would I connect it to the next tile? Mr. Odd, helpful computer thing.
Please select a valid rotation.
Rotation. Alright. That makes more sense. Ah. Right. I see. Okay. Let's get it as this. Let's not get a view.
For what it's worth as well, I've marked all of the tiles that are direct conduits, the red pink lines.
Yep. Mm-hmm. So if this is an L-shaped, why is it not going straight into the next tile? Because...
What's the range on Jolt?
30 foot.
You realize you don't have to touch any of these tiles to jolt them.
Oh
yeah. True.
I just realized.
actually, jolt is 25 foot plus 5 foot per cast to two caster levels. So I'm caster level 5 right now because we haven't leveled up yet. So 35 foot. That brings us to there. And I can actually get one closer because of that. That's still safe. In that case, let's jolt here.
Okay. You see sparks emerge here and here.
Okay. So that means we are probably looking at something that is L-shaped. So if I now ping here.
Yep.
Right, okay. In that case, that means this one is going to be like that. All right, let's now ping here. So this is going to be like that, another L-shaped. Okay, now let's ping here. Let's just ping here as well. Okay.
Since you can definitely do this by a process of elimination, do you want me to draw on for you, or are you happy to carry on?
Mike. Save some time. Okay.
Yeah, there's no difference in the actual patterns of the tiles, so you can't tell the directions just by examining the patterns, but yeah, as soon as you jolt them, you can see where the magic flows, so you can easily work out the shapes.
Okay, so let's see. If I want to follow a path, let's not use that color, actually. Oh, no, let's not get rid of Jarl. Oh, no, Jarl's gone.
Oh, no.
Oh, well, never mind.
Let me find him.
So if we head this way, and then best option would be to take it heading downwards. And then we can use this one to head across. Then up. Can use you to go down, across, you, that will go sideways, then up, and then we can effectively use you sideways, and if I rotate you right, head directly up, out here, and then if I flip you sideways, I can then head up here, which allows me to go up and then across. No, that means I've managed to get myself in a circle. Figure of eight. Okay, all right. Downside of all 20 lines, you can't edit them once they're done.
Ooh. Can you just rotate the ones I've drawn?
No, I can't edit your ones.
Okay. I was trying to work out if I can give you ownership, but I can't. To be fair, yeah, it's you'll get there.
Okay, I think I was okay up until about here. Then I head here, and then I can... No, I can take you upwards. But no, that won't work because I can't head directly up again. Okay, so that's a dead end as well. Mm-hmm. So if I head out, okay, I can use you and then head effectively upwards. And then across. And then downwards. Then you can head, I can use you to head across. Do I want to head down or do I want to head up? Heading down seems wrong. No, heading down might make sense. Okay, head down and then across here. That brings me up here. That brings me up here. That brings me across. That brings me here. And then I rotate that down, I come down here, and then I rotate this one, and then I come out here, and I land there.
Hmm.
Cool, that works.
Is that the plan?
Okay. Yep, I'm going to follow brown line.
Okay. So, yeah, you go to the console, and you begin swiftly inputting a series of commands with your mighty intellect.
Yep.
So yeah, the way, given Joel's brain, this is probably, he's probably inputting the next one before the previous one's even finished transforming. Yeah.
Like that.
And yeah, you sense all of these tiles shifting and melding, and all you can see all the gaps disappear between the tiles you've successfully joined. So you now have a series of tiles which appear to conduct from here to here, or rather vice versa, and appear to be a safe path.
Boom. Yeah, that does work. Okay. Cool. Right. I shall now, with great trepidation, suppress the shield.
Mom. There is a rush as of water pouring.
Unless.
Yeah.
Unless it's not meant to go into the big curtain area and meant to go into the dimension door.
Well.
Oh well, let's see what happens.
Let me just check something.
Which would make more sense because that was the other magical place in here. Dad.
How do you want to make me a reflex save?
Oh no.
So it takes several seconds for Joel's brain to come to this possible conclusion, by which point quite a lot of magic is already pumping its way through the system. But he can end the suppression.
Suppress.
Yeah. So what happens is there is a brilliant flash from here, and a shockwave explodes down the room. Interestingly, not disturbing any of the physical features of the room. And sends Joel reeling. He falls over.
So close, yet so far.
You're pretty sure that hit with what you would accurately describe as bone splintering force.
I am so glad I do not have bones.
Yeah. You're pretty sure if you were a meat bag, bag would now be the appropriate word.
Right.
I mean, you're still pretty shaken up, but you're far enough away that you've not actually taken any physical damage.
Excellent. Right, now I have an actual idea what the hell I'm doing. Could you be so kind as to draw... You know where I've got the yellow arrows, yellow lines?
Mm-hmm.
Could you replace them with red ones, just so I can then mass delete everything I've drawn?
Let me see if I can in fact do that.
I think you just, if you just draw another line on, then I can delete everything in one big fell swoop.
Anything else?
I think that yellow line is good. That yellow line can go. That yellow line can go. I think you just need to replace them with red lines, just so that.
Yeah.
Actually, let me delete it, and then because you have the map anyway, so you know which way they're, what kind they're there, right?
Yeah.
Cool.
Cool. So let me
just that one, and that one.
So I accidentally moved. Don't know how to stop.
Okay. Well, everything just reappeared. Oh.
There we go.
Okay. So it now appears that all of the lines are now yours.
Yes.
Including the pink stuff and the green stuff.
Mm-hmm.
That is less than ideal. Would you be so kind as to remove that? It might just be a dash in the way. Okay, let's try this again. Line thin. Let's go. Start with blue. Okay, Shim.
Okay.
Oh, no, wrong button.
Do you want to have another crack at this?
Yeah, I just need the red lines again.
Okay. Which layer?
Okay.
Like that, roughly?
Yep. All right, let's ignore that stuff. Can you see the purple lines?
Yes. Or thin purple lines.
Thick purple lines. I've got...
Ooh, oh, they're pink on my screen because I've got a thing on. Yes, I can.
Oh, never mind. I can ignore them. All right, so if I head that way and this way, then down here...
Like... Is it like these ones? That sort of thing?
Yeah, it does. Yeah.
Okay. Any particular ones you want rid of?
Basically, anything that's not the red lines. So yeah, basically, the past failed attempt needs to go, I think. Right. So I've headed that way, and then head that way, and now head out that way.
This is really confusing for me, because I can see all the layers.
Yeah. Right, okay, I have managed to get myself in a pickle. Oh, wait, no, because that line is like that, isn't it? Tick, 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 tick.
Can you ping the square up to?
Right, basically...
Are you here?
Where the yellow line currently ends.
There.
Yep.
Yeah.
Oh, actually, ding, 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 ding. Yeah, no, that works. The yellow line.
Okay, so yeah, there's just that one there that you need to rotate.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. You approach the console again. The pipe creature looks at you. What you might call a sort of slightly plaintive expression. You appear to be trying to open the dimensional portal. Would you like some help with that?
Yes, please. Wait, what else could I do besides opening the dimensional portal with this massive source of energy?
Nothing.
So only opening the dimensional portal. So when I was moving all this stuff around, you didn't think to offer this help earlier?
I offered to help.
True. No, fair enough. My bad. I should have asked, been more clear. Any help is most appreciated.
Input parameters for parameter one are... A string of gobbledygook follows.
Mm-hmm.
You're getting the feeling this thing isn't actually very helpful.
Right.
Vaguely well-intentioned, but...
Mm-hmm.
It's used to having people who know what they're doing.
Maybe.
Mm-hmm.
Or possibly badly conjured, you're not sure. But, okay, are we going for suppression aberration?
Yep.
Power gushes through the floor. You feel it building, and it whirls round and reaches the portal at the far end, which suddenly flares into bright purple light.
Which explains why it was so passive earlier, because it wasn't turned on.
Yay!
That was too slow to pick up on that one.
Do you want to see what I've been looking at?
Yeah.
Can you see it now?
No.
Huh.
It looks like all the lines have gotten darker, but I can't see anything new, really.
Okay, let me check this. Try that.
Ah, yep. Oh.
Yeah.
Oh, dear me.
I knew that was what I wanted it to do, so I just went online and found an actual pipe puzzle.
Oh, it's so good.
I was actually trying to work out a way to do the steps type puzzle type thing, but the trouble is it was so complicated that actually making a working version of it would eat up like the amount of time it would take to actually program a version of that that worked, because it had kind of variables that built on each other. Like, if you did this, like, interacting with one tile would affect the next one. It's like, I don't have time to do that.
No. That's a cool puzzle. I like it. I like it a lot.
Right. Let's try not to make it too boring, because obviously I didn't want it to drag on too much, but... Yeah. Right.
Well, let's talk to our dear friend. Hello.
Hello.
Quick question. How do I get to the portal without getting hit by the blades?
The path to the portal is now clear. Please proceed in an orderly fashion to the nearest exit.
Do I follow the energy beam or a different beam?
It will do something, and... the path that you've made will actually faintly light up with a purple glow. There's a line tracing it.
Okay.
You realize that this also is purely magical, not perceptible to normal vision.
Right. Let's follow the line. Follow the electric road.
Okay. You tread carefully across the floor. And you find yourself standing in front of the portal.
Right.
Let's dive right in.
Okay. Behind you, you hear the grinding sound of many, many tiles transmuting.
Oh, crap. Quickly.
And no, this is not in a bad way. You dive through the portal, and once you have passed through it, let us say, you hear the sound of transmutation as you suspect the room resets itself.
Yes.
The portal glow fades, and you realize you are not quite trapped, but you appear to be in a sort of soft... cushioning space. as though something soft and invisible has wrapped itself around you. You realize that you are standing in some sort of chamber with a metal floor.
Right.
And time has caught up with itself. You are now in the bubble wrap room.
Ah. Well, this is quite uncomfortable.
And should we leave it there?
Yes, let's.
Whew, only two more to do. They're going to be different, don't worry.
Yes.
That was just for you.
Ah, lovely. That was cool. I like that puzzle.
Yeah, it's it was partly because I knew you were interested in the one at the start, partly because I felt like the sort of these creatures use magic as a security mechanism, essentially. Use like the ability to use magic as a not quite but almost foolproof security mechanism. A good thing to sort of reinforce there.
No, it does make sense. And it explains why they didn't take any of their magical items when they raided the place, so I'm more interested in what kind of creatures can't use magic.
Yes, indeed. Well, I'll have to wait for another time.
Indeed.
Right, it is almost midnight, so I suppose we should both be getting sleep.
Yes. Well, I need to get to save some points I can save in Final Fantasy, so
ooh, yes,
that shall be priority one.
And have then fun with that. I shall get...
to be fair, I think I'm about halfway through the tomb, so it shouldn't take more than another 40 minutes. So should be done. Maybe I might be done before midnight.
Yeah. I'm just transferring you all back to the Heckmouth. So the others don't get on this map. Cool. Mm-hmm. All right. Have a great night, and I will talk to you. I'll probably talk to you tomorrow, to be honest.
Yep.
Well, that seems to be a good place to pause for now. Thanks for joining us for this episode of Librarians and Leviathans. You can find us, should you want, at librariansandleviathans.blogspot.com. Hyphenated, because we're not barbarians. Watch out for the glyphs of wording, obviously. The Pathfinder role-playing game is property of Paizo Publishing. The music for the podcast is, as always, Vultava from Mavlast by Smetna, and the episode theme is Constancy, Part 3, by Kevin MacLeod of Incompetech.com.